New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome, I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and a lot of just talking K-pop, It sounds like. And I think wherever you're tuning in, I think you should hit that notification bell, follow, like, subscribe, because that always helps. Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast.
And on that, you could actually DM us and tell us your NMIX bias, along with why that member is your NMIX bias. Or if you're more interested in Boy Next Door or getting into them, tell us your bias for Boy Next Door and why.
This is for a giveaway.
Exactly. So we have a giveaway right now for NMIX, their most recent comeback. Winner will get two of their albums. Two versions of the album, and Boys Next Door was the comeback before this upcoming one. But what will they get?
They'll get a digipack, and it's totally random, but it's really cute because it looks like a little laptop.
So there you go. Oh, and the NMIX ones kind of look like a spiral notebook kind of thing. Almost like from Blue's Clues.
Oh, yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. But a lot bigger. But yeah, so there you go. If you want to join the giveaway, we will ship it out and to whoever wins. I think when we arrive back from Hawaii, so probably in the next, probably like late September.
Yeah, probably end of September.
So you have a lot of time to get your, I was going to say admission, but that's
entries.
Not the word. Your entry in. And a few of you have already entered, so thank you for doing that and for hitting us up. And I think with that, we're going to get started because we have we actually have a couple tours we will be talking about. Of course, some comebacks. We'll talk about a little bit of Islet because they may or may not have
the worst fandom name.
The fandom name is here. And they, just like Ellie said, we'll see. We'll talk a little bit of New Jeans. We'll talk about Big Bang and Taeyang because some stuff was going down with that. We'll talk about something interesting with Seventeen with Mingyu. That was pretty interesting. We'll talk about YG a little bit. I guess more. Yeah, if anything, it's more spicy. You don't have to whisper, Haley. You can
spicy.
Let it out. Just let it out. We are talking about some Rise and Boy Next Door and then BTS and Stray Kids. Looks like it's a big Haley segment in the second half.
Why do I do this to myself every week?
Perfect. You do it for us. Okay, so let's get started. We actually just got our Kiss of Life world tour tickets. So they dropped today. And we, Haley's not going. I'm going to be going with a couple of other friends. So there's four of us. But we ended up being able to get the VIP one. I'm really excited because the VIP one does include, it's like a VIP sound check, but it has like a group photo. So that's pretty cool.
And the price was
pretty
normal.
Price was really good. So enjoying that a lot for whoever goes to like see a lot of like new goos. So I understand now why people do it. But I need to save up for New Jeans anyways next year. But I'm just glad we got our Kiss of Life tickets. That will be fun. It's like still going to be in December. So it's going to be a little bit before they start their world tour here in the U.S., like that part. Let's see. I do have a concert next week, Haley.
I know.
Right before we leave, I have to go to G-Idol.
And you have to.
Yes, because I paid for it. So no, but that's gonna be super fun because we also got like the high tier ticket for that one too. So that'd be fun with a sound check and everything. I think it has send off also.
Yeah.
We will be seeing, or I will be seeing them with some friends as well again. Probably basically the same group. September 6th is when their actual tour in the U.S. starts, and I will be seeing them next week though. That would be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to seeing them too. Get to add another lanyard to the collection. And another tour was announced. I'm kind of surprised. I feel like
they just finished. This is pretty recent. Yeah. Their tour. I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Who is it, Haley?
ENHYPEN.
Okay, and?
I mean, they announced their new world. Why am I? I'm doing so much talking later on.
Okay, I just want to. New world tour called Walk the Line, as Haley was going to strangle me. Mm-hmm. And it will kick off in Goyang. So I guess obviously it's going to start in Asia. It's going to be going through Asia, like starting in October. Of course, like Korea, but it goes to Japan for like November all the way till January. So there's no word about like any other locations yet, but I guess we'll just have to save up and wait till next year. Yeah. But because it's crazy though, like that they have almost like 3 months for Japan.
But I feel like they just had their tour, and like I know that they released their new album, but that's like not that many songs that they're adding to.
I mean, they're going to have another comeback.
Oh, before then?
Yeah, damn, I believe so.
They just had a comeback.
Well, you know, HYBE and now, like, what and is doing JYP things.
But this is, like, less than 6 months, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
but
seems like
there's
it.
There's, like, TWICE used to have, like, comebacks, like, almost, like, every quarter it felt like before. So there you go. I mean, if you're
crazy
fellow ENHYPEN, we'll see if we go. I know we haven't been going. But,
to their tours,
yeah.
I mean, one of our other friends wants to, so
go. Shit, she definitely. Mm-hmm. She says she wants to go with us. So, mm-hmm. Are we going barricade then or what?
I mean, I think she wants to.
Uh oh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that. Honestly, I mean, we've seen them like twice at KCON, but
I
feel like their own concert is different.
Always,
of course.
I feel it definitely always like seeing them at like. Like a festival or like, you know, like one of those like things where there's like multiple groups.
Yeah.
Way different. Mm-hmm. The experience and the songs and the interactions are so much different from when an actual group has their own tour.
Of course.
So, yeah, check that out. Let's see. I think we get started with comebacks now because September 4th, I guess RISE had their anniversary?
Yeah, so it was their 1 year anniversary.
Wow.
Can you believe that it's already been a year?
Yes.
I can't. What the
I can.
Heck? How?
Because I believe it.
Okay. But so they did release a music video for their anniversary. It's called Combo. But I guess they're also having another comeback, and it's called Rising Epilogue. And it's the first mini album, and it's coming out on September 19th.
It's almost there.
So, like, they had this music video, but it's only for their anniversary. But it's going to be a part of that album coming out.
Right. I feel like a lot of groups do that these days.
Yeah.
They drop a few music videos before the actual album releases.
Like, their pre-release tracks, teaser tracks,
yeah.
I guess. Or, like, just getting
fed a little bit.
Yeah,
it's an appetizer.
Teaser, yeah.
Appetizer. Exactly. Looks like they also have something going on.
They're also having their fan con tour, Rising Day finale in
cinema.
And it starts worldwide on September 13th.
Oh, Haley, okay. You think of cinnamon rolls or something or what? So it's going to be in movie theaters only for that day, huh?
That sucks. Honestly.
It says it's live, but someone said like they did the time thing and it's like it can't be live because it would be like at a weird random time.
No.
So I feel like it's like a quote unquote live broadcast.
Yeah, live for Seoul.
So,
I don't fucking
know. If you're a fellow Breeze, you can always check out to see if there's any like local theaters showing it. It's on www.riseincinemas.com. Let's see. On that same day, September 4th, ATEEZ will be dropping a Japanese track called Royal. And I guess it's a collab with BE:FIRST. Who's BE:FIRST?
I think that's another Japanese group.
That's pretty cool then. So there you go. That would be pretty pretty popping. September 6th, of course, our Mangnae from TWICE, Chewy, is going to have her solo debut, About You. And crazy enough, one of our friends, who's like a huge Chewy stan.
Right.
Is going to Korea because he actually won like that fan meet. So
yes.
He's like literally flying there this weekend to see her.
Mm-hmm.
How wild is that?
Right.
Must be nice. He's gone to like the TWICE ones also. Man, we've gone to zero fan meets, Haley.
Yeah.
Or actually, does the Hello 82 Boy Next Door count as you're moving around? Are you okay? Are you good now?
I mean, is that really a fan meet? I feel like it's different in Korea because they have like a concert and everything too. And the one for Boy Next Door was literally them just playing games.
So we got half a fan meet.
I guess.
Yeah? No, you don't want to.
No, I don't think.
You don't even
included.
Consider it still?
Nope.
Okay, all right. Someone's very strict about that, I guess. Mm-hmm. Still doesn't count. So, yeah, we haven't been able to witness one. It'd be cool to witness and go through one, but, man, going to ask Han all about that again when he gets back from Korea. Also, same day, Zyker's fourth mini album, House of Tricky, Watch Out. And we have a girl group debuting the same day. It's going to be Meow, of course, spelled with V, V. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's Meow, but it's pronounced Meow. And guess what the song name is called?
Meow.
So that's their debut single. It's the group from the Black Label, mm-hmm. so Teddy's group. It'll be very interesting to see,
mm-hmm.
like, what happens when they drop.
And I feel like people have a lot of expectations.
The expectations are high
for them.
People are waiting for this one, too. So we'll see. I mean, and people are already having fan wars between Meow, who haven't even debuted yet, of course, with another fellow YG group, Baby Monster.
Oh.
It's happening already. So, yeah, the typical same shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then September 9th, Xenary Heroes digital single. Remember that title? Open Beta version 6.4.
Yes.
Do you want to do the next group for September 9th?
Oh, yes. Boy Next Door.
Oh, you sound so excited. Wow.
I am excited for them. They're coming out with their third EP, 19.99, The Beginning of Countdown.
Why is it called this?
Because it is the countdown to when you turn 20 years old.
Is that really why?
Yes.
It's not because something is cost $19.99 plus tax?
Nope.
Okay. Let's see. September 10th. Novice from aespa. Yes, we're talking about the AI.
Oh, like, they're having their own thing.
Yeah, I remember Novice calling the one literally from aespa's lore.
Mm-hmm.
She's having her debut single.
She? It's only one person?
Yeah, it's Novice.
Oh,
wait, hold on. Let's clarify.
I thought that was like their AIs.
No, Novice is the AI that hangs out with their AIs in the AI world.
Okay.
Remember, like,
yeah,
Novice
yeah.
calling and mm-hmm. all this? Remember?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so there you go. So it's one AI from the interwebs world. There you go. I mean, that's interesting that she's having her own debut. That's pretty... It's like, I think SM's way of kind of tapping into the... You know, like how Plave... Is it Plave or Plav?
Plave.
How Plave is doing that. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. It's a solo solo artist AI kind of thing going on. Debut single's called Done. While we're talking about all these comebacks and everything, I just want to throw it out here. Some interesting news dropped about K-Town for you. I'm sure some of us are familiar with this website that sells a lot of K-pop albums, and they have a lot of events and stuff for video fan calls and all that good stuff. But they revealed, so, you know, Hantio, the one that kind of counts like all the album sales and, like, you know, they calculate all that stuff, you know, like to showcase
right,
how,
the music
how well
and stuff.
An artist does on Korea's music charts, like Haley said. So apparently Hantio ignored sales data from K-Town for you because they refused to disclose their customers' personal information.
What?
Isn't that crazy? So, like, they were trying to, you know, like, be a good company.
Right.
And not give all our personal info and shit.
Why would they need that?
Exactly. You wouldn't need that. All you need to know is, like,
the
recorded
numbers.
Sales,
yeah.
right? Like, official recorded sales. Who knows why, but that is so shady, and it's
so
kind of shows how like crazy it is. Like the bigger like companies and corporations like really trying to get a hold of this, because I feel like they just like get it to like also like you know for our ad targeting, and then they also do that to sell our information again too. So it's really effed up. So K-Town for you was really nice, and they you know were like protecting a lot of customers' info. They raised their concerns about Hantio. Because Hantio was demanding sensitive personal information like the buyer's gender, age, address, member ID, their order ID, and tracking number. And they were claiming it was, quote unquote, necessary to verify sales.
Like if it was real or not?
I guess. I don't know.
What the hell?
K-Town for you strongly opposed this demand and was requesting or sharing personal information without customer consent is a violation of the Personal Information Protection Act and international standards. Because, I mean, that's a big thing, too, here in the U.S. at least. Like, you have, like, these things for, like, you know, all these, like, strictly necessary cookies and all that.
Yeah.
It's, like, there's a specific thing. I don't know, because it might not be like this around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the ability to turn off any type of, like, tracking or, like, saving our info and all that stuff. And, I mean, hopefully they don't save it. You never know.
Right.
But that's, like, because it's part of the law. Almost like how they added the law to make sure you include all the fees when you're purchasing, like, tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very transparent. So, yeah, K-Town For You did post a notice about their dispute, and they posted the picture, and they put it on social media on Twitter/X. So if you want to see that, that's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
So calling Hantio out, because, damn, that's some crazy shit, to be honest.
Yeah.
Haley, I think you should talk about a couple music videos that we checked out.
So we checked out Boy Next Door, because they had a pre-release for their music video, Dangerous. And we also checked out Rise's anniversary music video that they put out called Combo.
Like, Boy Next Door's song, what is it called again?
Dangerous.
That sounded very different from their usual stuff.
Yeah, it was more hip-hop, I would say. It's not like their usual pop songs.
It was like heavy hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Like.
But I've listened to the rest of their teaser tracks, because they put that out today, and the rest of the songs don't sound like that. It was only that one.
But it's not their title track.
No, it's not. Their title track is Nice Guy, which will be released on September 9th.
Okay, we're almost there. I think you'll be listening to that in Hawaii then, right?
No. Or is
it? Oh, no, not yet. Oh, yeah,
we'll
no, not
be
yet.
Here.
Never mind. I don't even know when the heck anything is. Okay, and Rise, what'd you think?
I feel like I wrote about this later on. Do you want me to go back to my notes?
Oh, I
for
mean,
that?
You have notes about it?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Well, I guess you could talk about it, because I saw some other stuff. Yeah, just talk about Rise while we're on Rise. Might as well.
Okay, so, like, the song itself gave a very nostalgic feel. It will, and then, like I mentioned earlier, it will be included on Rise's upcoming epilogue album. And then,
I mean, you could talk about all of Rise right now.
I am.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize, because you didn't say the one year that's your first note.
Because I already said that earlier. The physical version of Rising Epilogue will be released on September 19th, ahead of which Rise will also drop a new orchestra version of Boom Boom Bass on September 13th.
Orchestra.
Yeah.
We need more orchestra versions of everything.
I wonder how that will sound.
Ho, 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 ho.
But yeah, so that's
you like
it.
My orchestra voice?
Because that sounded.
Is that opera? That's probably different too. Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, go.
What?
That's it.
Okay, Rise. Cool. I think now is a good time that people could go take a bathroom break or get some water, get some hydration into your system. And while you're doing this, don't forget to like, follow, hit that notification bell, subscribe, and follow us at the Permission to Stand podcast on whatever podcast streaming platform you are tuning into. Haley, what else can they do, and where can they check us out, and what can they do for this special period of time right now?
You can find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, and send us a DM if you want to enter our giveaway for Enmix and Boy Next Door.
Woo!
Please send us your bias for each group and why they are your bias.
Very simple enough. And If you didn't know, if you can also check out our past winners. We did have a lot more giveaways, like, I think, like, last year. This is, like, the first one this year, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, last year and 2 years ago, we had some giveaways. You could check it out. It's real. You can see the winners from then. And if you're any of the winners that actually won, go ahead. You could enter again. It doesn't matter. Anyone, anywhere can enter. We will ship it out to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, fellow Wondors and fellow Answers, go for it. And good luck.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And I think it's time to get with some of the other new stuff we're talking about. We did mention a specific group from B-Lift had finally chosen, after, you know, on their second try,
right? Because
a fandom name.
Their first try, they wanted to be called Lily.
This is for Eyelit Haley, yes. Right? Correct, Eyelit.
Mm-hmm. But that was not okay.
It's
with
not
a
gonna
lot
work.
Of people because
oh, it's not gonna work.
It's Lisa's. Was it her fandom?
Yeah, her fans call themselves Lilies. We're talking about Lisa from Blackpink, mm-hmm. So La Lisa. So you don't want to mess with Blinks because. There's a lot of them, and they're crazy.
They attacked Eyelit when they dropped that name, Lily. And then also NMIX's fans.
Yeah.
Because NMIX Lily, they didn't
they
want it either.
They literally have a member named Lily, so they did not think about this that well.
And I feel like this was, like, at the beginning of this year. So it's taken them so long to come back.
And it's so annoying, and it's so, but it's so funny, but also really dumb. They took that long to think mm-hmm. of this name. It is
glit. Like, what the heck? Why?
Because it's short for glitterous.
No.
Haley.
Because, like, honestly, I don't know who approved this or thought this was, like, a good idea. Like, do they not have any English speakers on their team?
And it because took them glit, half a year?
Glit literally sounds like clit. Like, come on. Like, why would we want to be called that?
Because it's not a C, it's a G. Unless it's actually pronounced G-lit.
No.
Which is like G-unit.
They did say that it was pronounced glit.
But I want to be like G-unit.
Like short
like
for
50
glitter.
Cent, G-lit.
That would have been fucking
G-lit,
better.
G-lit, bro. We're G-lits. Oh,
that
would have
been better.
That would have been way better instead of glit. Oh, hi, guys. I'm a glit.
And can you imagine when they see their fans now like, hi, glits. Like, what the hell? I don't know.
Like, what? Like, I'm trying to think on the spot. What can we, like, okay, eyelid. Eyelid.
Like, they could have been, like.
It can't be eyes, since that's like, close to, like, Espa's mize.
They could have maybe done, like, elite. Ooh, but spelt like
elite.
That. Like, doesn't that sound way cooler?
Elite.
I don't know. There's, like, other things
but
that they could have done.
But it has to be cute,
done.
Though.
You think glit is eyelid, freaking cute?
What is there, like. No, I don't. That's why. It has to be cute.
Illumination.
That is too long, but I guess that makes make me think
know.
Of like Illuminati's. I lit and they're Illuminati's.
Not that one.
And
they could have just made them call
lit.
Like Sparkle. I don't freaking
know. You know
does
what's
it
funny?
Have
I was
to
thinking
be...
Sparkle too.
Does it have to be with eyelit? Or like why
what
are they
about Twinkle?
That's cute too.
Twinkles.
They could even call them, like, stars. I don't fucking know. But why glit? I don't know. I'm not
well,
okay with
what
that.
Did it say? What does glit mean? We have a note here.
Oh. It's inspired by the word glitter, which means to sparkle and shine. It means in Eyelit's eyes, the fans shine the brightest. And they also make Eyelit sparkle.
They have the word freaking sparkle right there. Why couldn't they just use that?
I don't know. They could even just call them glitter.
Glitter. Literally, glitter would have been totally fine. Instead, they wanted to cut it short and make it glit. Who is in charge of this? Who named Shiny's group? Is it the same person? Like the fandom for Shiny?
No.
Shawl and glit? Like
Shawl.
What the hell?
I don't know.
They need to hire people like us, like idea people. We'll think of a good one in... Not 6 months, in 6 minutes.
That's
I feel
why.
Like.
I feel like anything that we said earlier is better than glit.
Oh, man. Unless someone, whoever thought of it, tried to really sell it and market it to the higher-ups. Like, man, isn't that good? But in the back of their heads, they knew it's, like, glitterous. And they're just, like, trolling Hybe.
They're like, hey, 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 hey. They're part of Minhee-jin's team.
Oh, you're right.
They put a spy in there.
The internal Hybe war is going on. So, yeah.
Like, ha, ha, ha. NewJeans have the cutest name, bunnies.
Dude, I don't even want to get started with NewJeans because there's so much stuff going on. There's, like, a lot of new, like, drama and stuff going on that I didn't even list here on the news because
we'll
there's something with, like,
next time.
The director and, like, mm-hmm. there's, like, some of their videos on private. Like, I don't know. Too much going on. For now, we are glits and bunnies.
I'm not a glit.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Okay, I'm a glit.
I'm
and
a
bunny. And then
I'm
also,
a
I'm a fear not. I'm talking, yeah, I'm a one door. We're talking about Hybe, right?
Yeah.
One door. We're still army.
Oh, of course. That's like one of the top ones. Of course, still.
We're still army. Of course, yeah, I'm all of the girl group, so fear not. But I mean, like, it's like I feel like you and I listen to a lot of Inhypen and TXT more than we think.
Yeah, we are.
But it's because like, we play Rhythm Hive a lot.
Yeah.
But are we MOAs and engines?
I mean, I guess like casual. But we're then very the thing casual, is, like, yes. The ones that I consider strongly that I am are One Door.
Army. What about Carrot? Are we Carrots?
I mean, yeah, but...
Or are we casual Carrots also?
I'm casual.
Yeah, and then, casual.
Stray Kids, I'm obviously a stay. Oh, the only reason why I put those is because, like, I watch everything that they put out. Like, I'm really invested in them. The rest, I'm just, like, casual. Like, New Jeans, I would consider myself a bunny, but more casual, too.
A casual bunny, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying, because I do watch New Jeans and Le Sserafim stuff. I do not watch Eyelid, so I guess I'm a casual glit.
Okay.
Casual glit, baby. Yeah.
It's like I like Eyelid's music and stuff.
You like the concept too, because like you like the cute kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. And I have never really watched some of their stuff. I've only seen clips of it.
I guess it's just like more so a opinion. I guess what because like people will say like, oh, I'm a multi fan. But I mean, we are, but then it's like, I only consider myself like actual members of, or like fan, like a stan of those three groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like, even like, if you're, when you said member, it made me think like, oh, especially if you're like part of the membership.
I am part of those memberships too. Yeah, exactly. So there you go.
Oh, I don't know if even, does Eyelid have one? I don't think so.
Because yeah, they just got their fandom.
I have my Fear Not membership. It's renewed. I have the new card. I have the bunnies one. Of course, every time. I had Army when was going on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think we bought Carrot just to try to get the pre-sale.
Yeah, I mean, I have Rises. I'm a Breeze.
So there
but
you go.
Like, no, but I don't consider myself like a hardcore Breeze or anything.
Yeah, because you don't watch the actual, like, all the shows, or at least not even all of it, just, like, most of it, right?
Right, I just see the clips on Instagram.
But I guess maybe we could talk about that for one of the episodes when we're not here. Mm-hmm. And let's move on, because we got stuck with glitz. on glitz. So, about New Jeans 2, really quick, I have FOMO from our motherland. The motherland country. I am Filipino, hint of Chinese and some other stuff, probably. Haley's half, so
yes. It's
technically both our motherland. So New Jeans is already headed to the Philippines for Coke Studios, the quote-unquote called the ultimate fandom concert. That is so unfair.
Who else is going to
I hate this. I don't know. Whoever's on Coke, right? Shoot, like, what about JYP and NMIX?
That's why.
I don't know. Unless it's like all those other like global artists that, you know, sang that song.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, I mean, shoot. I saw pictures, they're like at the airport, and oh man, I wonder like all the stuff going on like for the members too, that's so distracting,
right?
That'd be tough. But at the same time, man, I'm so jealous. Philippines, damn you. Let's move on, because I think it's starting to be Haley's turn with Taeyong, because Taeyong from Big Bang, our favorite Gen 5 soloist, is not only a daddy, but he was a zaddy this past weekend.
Yeah.
He performed for his solo concert, The Lightyear.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Did he dress up as Buzz Lightyear?
No, I wish.
What a waste. Did anyone at the concert dress up as Buzz Lightyear?
I don't think
what so.
What a waste. Maybe Jackson Wang if he went, because he loves Buzz Lightyear.
Shit, he should have. I hope he went.
He didn't. Damn. So on the first day of Taeyong's concert, so he did invite quite a lot of people to his concert as like guests, and Daesung and G-Dragon were actually invited as guests for the concert, along with 17's members Hoshi, Songkwan, and DK.
That was cool.
Yes.
That was cool to actually see them there.
But on the first day, Daesung actually appeared as a guest and performed songs together, including Big Bang's This Love and Bang Bang Bang.
What a treat.
With Taeyong.
Can you imagine? I even saw, like, people going crazy.
Of course, because, like, we haven't had anything from Big Bang with the remaining three members of Big Bang for years. Like, I don't even remember the last time they performed.
Didn't
a concert.
Hoshi, Seungkwang cried.
He died crying.
He was dying from tears of joy.
He was.
was crying. That was
it was
crazy.
More specifically when G-Dragon came out on the third, on the last day of the concert, and he performed "Good Boy" with Taeyang.
Man,
and then also Taeyang, G-Dragon, and Daesung performed "We Like to Party Together" on stage, and VIPs were like going
that is
crazy.
Insane. What a treat, dude! That's crazy. You would have been going nuts.
Yeah, of course, because that's not expected.
You would have made my ears bleed, I feel like. You would have.
It's like, honestly, like, I wish I could have been there. But Seungkwan, Hoshi, and DK, they were being filmed by, like, obviously fans that were there. And they uploaded it. And there was this one moment that Seungkwan was, like, seen crying. Like,
not dying.
Crying. Like, he was in tears. And, like, he even had, like, his hand on his face and everything, like, covering his face when he was watching Big Bang perform.
I mean, these guys paved the way for a lot of these artists.
Yeah, they look up to them. But also, here's a fun fact. So, G-Dragon wasn't even actually meant to perform, like, for that concert.
Damn.
He was just there literally as a guest in the audience just to watch Taeyang's concert.
Okay.
And then when Taeyang got G-Dragon up on stage, he told the audience, he was like, when I saw G-Dragon in the dressing room, so like behind the scenes, kind of before the concert started, he's like, don't be like that. You should come up on stage and perform. Like, he's telling this to G-Dragon, and G-Dragon was like, we'll see. Like, he wasn't even thinking about going, you know, like, he was just there to watch the freaking concert. So, like, when he did end up going on stage at the end, like, that was a huge surprise for even Taeyang and Daesung.
Oh, they were surprised.
Because, like, the clothes that he was wearing, it wasn't even, like, concert attire or anything. He was literally in his, like, casual clothes, and he went and performed on stage for VIP. So, like, when there's videos of him walking up on stage and, like, Taeyang and Daesung were already up there, and they're like kind of like calling him over, like, come on, let's go. And like, he finally went up, and G-Dragon was like all acting shy and stuff because he hasn't performed for so long, like on stage.
Did they just give him one of their mics?
They gave
or
him
what?
A mic, and yeah, and then he performed those songs with them. So that I was like,
you watched it, right? Because I didn't watch it. So how was it? Like, what were you gonna say?
Oh no, I was like, because I saw clips of G-Dragon performing with them, but I had no idea about this backstory that he wasn't even meant to perform. Like, he was meant to just watch the concert with them. So, like, imagine,
damn,
like,
awesome.
You're just in the audience and you're like, okay, well, you have to come and perform with us now, kind
of
thing.
Well, 17 makes audience do that sometimes. They're just like, here, sing.
I mean, yeah, but fans want that. But then,
yeah. Of course.
So, like, obviously, so in the clip, too, when G-Dragon was brought up on stage, Hoshi, DK, and Seungkwan, you could see their faces, like, light up. And they all have their, like, little phones, and they're, like, all filming the moment. And they were so, so happy. I was like, oh, it's so cute.
That's pretty awesome.
So, like, it was a huge surprise, obviously, for everyone. So,
look at that. BSS together.
I know.
Doing bro things, a.k.a. watching Taeyang strip.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so that
doesn't get better than that. That's a bros night out right there.
So that was an awesome moment. I hope that in the future that these last three members of Big Bang do actually have a comeback together.
The final three.
We're
three
still,
remain.
I mean, it's like almost the end of this year again, and there's nothing from G-Dragon's promised, I'm going to come out with an album this year.
Really? He hasn't done anything else?
No, nothing.
I thought one of our friends said something in a chat, one of our group chats or something, but I guess not.
No, that was like old news. Like, he had said that.
Oh, but
then it's but like
it was
there's
still the
nothing.
Same shit that he said.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind then.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, we're talking about 17. Something fucking crazy kind of happened. So one of the members that was not there watching Taeyong strip was Mingyu, and apparently Mingyu instead was the one stripping because a luxury brand staff member from one of their, like, because Mingyu's been doing a lot of photo shoots,
right?
So one of the staff members from these like brands that he's been wearing or representing allegedly took secret photos of Mingyu while he was like getting undressed during the photo shoot.
What the fuck?
Like, you know, like when they change clothes or like change poses, like sometimes he has to remove more and like switch out, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like down to his panties maybe.
Oh, ooh. He has a thong, actually, Haley. A Borat thong.
Oh, no.
Actually, I can imagine him in a Borat thong. But So I guess like, but the reason why it's kind of like shady is because some people said the way that the angles were taken like were kind of like looked like they were almost like secretive. Mm. So that was really the shady part. People going crazy. Of course, carrots are like going
enraged.
Yeah, of course, because this person, this quote unquote photographer or whatever, or staff member, posted it on social media.
Why would you do that?
Like, showed like it was like a compilation of various images of Mingyu half naked, basically. Why would you do it? Because you want to flex it, and you're stupid, and you don't know much about K-pop fandoms.
Right, that they're absolutely fucking. They will insane murder you, tear you apart.
So yeah, she put it there, and it was like he or she. I don't even really. It's probably a she though. Mm. I think like it was like a the way the comment. I'm trying to remember what she put. She put like a comment when she posted it. It was almost like a flex. Like, oh I had all these photos still left, and I didn't have time to like sort through it or organize it. I was like, you son of a bitch.
You just opened up a can. When she posted it, though, were the photos of him half naked blurred? Or No, it was not.
Fans were blurring it when they reposted it and saying stuff. No, hers was completely uncensored.
Damn.
So, Haley looks like she's about to go look for these photos after this podcast episode.
I think they're already taken down, of course.
You think so. But think there's also people probably putting them up. You never know.
Right.
Time to hunt after this. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's talk about YG really quick. Because actually it's crazy. Because talking about all these photos and everything, YG has actually formally announced they will also be taking legal action against the spread of something that's been growing and super huge within the K-pop industry recently.
Right.
It's been done all for years now. Like, even when I was a kid, there's been these things called deepfakes. Mm-hmm. But now, especially with AI technology, it's horribly bad in terms of it being really good.
Right.
It's
like, bad it because looks so realistic, basically.
It's bad because, we don't want this to spread, and they want to, like, you need to set boundaries.
Yeah.
But at the same time, because AI is so good, like, damn, some of these are crazy, like,
right,
good.
You would think it's actually the idol being half naked and, like, in these sexual poses and stuff that.
So, YG is taking legal actions against the spread of AI deepfakes. So, if you're a deepfaker, here's your warning before you get caught. If any of our listeners are somehow deep fakers, I don't know.
For your personal use.
Just send it to your friends in group chats.
I don't even know spreading it on like with group chats because people will like shit.
Yeah. It will get worse. Yeah. Keep it for yourself. Mm-hmm. Just post it on your own wall. Post it on your grandma's wall.
Oh, God.
Let's see. I think you could talk about Rise next. It looks like,
I already did.
I was like, why does this all look so familiar?
So I'm moving on to Boy Next Door. I have a lot for Boy Next
Door. Holy shit, you have an essay.
You
have an essay.
Just read it. It looks
long. I'm going to get water really quick while you start reading this.
So the reason why I have so much on Boy Next Door is obviously because their comeback is in like a week or so. So they've been dropping a lot of different content for One Door. So their concept for their new album, 19.99, is the spirit of youth and going into your 20s. And they said in the videos that I was watching, because they have like a lot of behind the scenes recordings and stuff that they've uploaded on YouTube, they said that working part-time jobs is a big role in your 20s, which is true, because I feel like you're out of high school now and then you're going to find your first part-time job. Although I started working part-time when I was 15 in high school still. Because the age in Australia was 15.
Where did you start? What was your first job?
A supermarket. I was a checkout chick, basically. The one that scans all your groceries and everything like that. It's a supermarket in Australia called Coles. It's not the clothing store America.
We have Coles here.
It's Coles with a C-O-L-E-S.
Oh, like J. Cole.
Yes, exactly. So that was my first job. I was 15 and I would work 4 hours per shift, like after school, basically.
Wow, look at
Ryan,
you.
Ryan, I even bought my own cell phone.
I think my first job was working as a care partner in nursing school, wiping ass.
So you were in your 20s already, right?
Yeah. So it's just like what Boy Next Door is singing about,
right? Yes, exactly. And then for their concept shoot, the members all work together together part-time at a store, which kind of looks like a clothing store like Goodwill? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it didn't
it
look
kinda like, looks like that.
It kind of looked like, yeah.
But
yeah.
then it also has a coffee shop there as well. They also did a concept shoot for Childhood Fear. So basically, like, this whole album is about, like, growing up and going into from your teens to your 20s and then, like, when you were a kid as well. Some of the members did tell us what their fears were when they were kids. Ryu said that as a kid, he hated hearing... I feel like this is every kid, though. They hated hearing their parents say, stop playing video games and turn it off.
I didn't hate it. I just ignored it.
I was like, I hated it when my parents told me, like, I had to go to sleep and stuff and put away my Game Boy.
I would pretend I'm putting it away. Then as soon as that door closes,
I would pull that shit out and, like, hide under the covers. But we'd have to have, like, that little light and everything.
Yeah, because back in the day, like, oh, man, we sound like boomers.
The screens weren't lit.
We're not lit. Yeah, there's no backlight.
There's no backlight. You have to use, like, an actual flashlight.
You have to use, like, some type of... Yeah, I guess like some like even the old Game Boys had like this connector that gave you a little lamp.
Yes.
That tore through more of your battery, right. But at least you could see. We've come a long way.
Right. And then also Lee Han said that he had a fear of things he can't see. So I guess like ghosts maybe?
Oh, wind.
I don't know why he described
scared of wind.
I don't know why he described it as that, but that's what he said. And then Song Ho had a fear of being lost when he was a kid.
That one was real.
That one was real.
Yeah, yeah.
Una also had a fear when he hated being home alone, like when his parents had to leave for work and stuff, and he had to be by him. So I know it was like, oh, poor thing. There and like I mentioned, they had the pre-release track "Dangerous."
What about Jaehyun?
Oh, I didn't see his on there.
He's not scared of anything.
I think he was, but I couldn't really understand what he was like talking about. Also. So the music video for Dangerous, like we said earlier, is way different from their other songs. Like the sound itself is not a typical sound that I would like usually, but because it's them, it obviously grew on me. And like the more I watched the music video and listened to the song, I was like, okay, cool. Like I do actually like it. It is really catchy, but it wasn't one song, like one listen. And I was like, oh my God, I love this song. For instance, like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, no, it was not.
Earth, Wind, and Fire was definitely like, oh, damn, like, this song is so good. Like, even, like, One and Only, But I Like You. Like, any of their other releases.
I like Let's Go See the Stars.
Let's Go See the Stars, exactly. Like, when you first hear those songs right away, I was like, damn, this is a good song. But then Dangerous, I was like, eh. But then that's just me.
Because that's not the typical sound
that's just
sound
me,
that
because,
you
like,
for.
Honestly, I've talked to other friends. Like, our friend Early, like, I asked her what she thought of Dangerous. And she said that she really loved it. And she said that it was one of her favorite songs released by them. But because she likes that kind of music. So, I mean,
it really
just,
depends.
Like,
that's why.
It depends.
I mean, that's the fun part about K-pop. You find, like, a lot of different... It's all, like, K-pop. But I feel like there's also... its own kind of genres within the genre.
Right. And then, because, like, of course, the groups, they always want to, like, experiment and try different sounds and, yeah, see what works for them, I guess. I mean, the song itself has grown on me. I do like it. It is catchy. So, Behind Door. They had a Behind Door of Summer Sonic 2024 in Japan.
Oh, I still get sad hearing that term.
I know.
One of the best fucking festivals, concerts ever. They have, like, the best lineups.
They do.
And you probably have heard me complain about it and whine about it
of
in
course.
Previous episodes. Every time.
Yeah, so I love watching these behind the scenes. Like, not even just for Boy Next Door, but for any of the groups. Like, Stray Kids has it, BTS has it, and I'm sure, like, all your girl groups have it. When they do, like, rehearsals of either, like, their album, like, their upcoming album, like, their recordings, or if they're going to be performing live at a concert.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think I've watched aespa, Le Sserafim, New Jeans.
Yeah, so I always find these really enjoyable to watch. So they had this for their upcoming, I mean, it's already passed already, for Summer Sonic 2024. But it was cool because they were practicing with a live band. And honestly,
oh my God.
If you know us, we love it when K-pop groups have a live band for concerts.
It sounds so different.
It does.
Hearing a live band playing in the back. I remember because what was one of the groups where they didn't have one and then they had one the next time?
Was it Twice?
It was either Twice or Stray Kids.
Maybe it was Stray. No. Was it?
I
think Stray Kids had a live band for both of them. Was it?
I think it was twice maybe. Because I think it was twice. Like the very first time we saw them, like a lot, like a while back already. It's kind of crazy.
No, Stray Kids always had a live band. Because remember, they always go talk to them and they're like, okay, you're right. Do the beat.
That's true. But yeah, twice was like one of the groups that they didn't have one initially. Mm-hmm. Then when we saw them, like, I think the year after they didn't have one, they had, for the first time ever, the live band.
Like crazy. And amazing. It was
phenomenal.
Right.
Like, the way, the sound that a live band brings to an actual live concert.
Yeah.
It's like it changes the experience. I really feel that way. It's so good.
It does.
Oh, you know what? What group didn't have one recently that we watched? When we saw TXT. Remember?
Oh,
it was all recorded. Yeah, like recordings. Yeah, yeah. I hope their next tour they have a live band. Because
I mean, we didn't see their previous tour. This was from a couple years ago.
We saw the one
2 years
ago. So
they might have had one.
That's right. Good point. I mean, they should always. I feel like these groups are big enough where they can get a band.
Like, I feel like they probably did have it this time.
And Blackpink was nuts when they had the live band too. Oh man, can't get over it.
I know. So like, this was cool because I got to watch their rehearsals and hear all the songs when they were practicing with the live band. Because obviously I wasn't there at Summer Sonic. So like, all the fans the fans could actually hear it. And it was cool because like, they have to arrange their songs differently to match up with what they want the band to sound like. So, like, they add a lot of, like, different musical instruments and, like, sounds with the songs that is not usually in, like, the pre-recorded, like, album versions. It was interesting because Taesun said that also that it's important to have good ad-libs during live performances.
It enhances
the live vibe for the concert, which is true because it makes it feel like it's a live concert.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, but then it was funny during the recording too because Una was so fucking excited about doing ad-libs. This guy's crazy. He was just yelling everything out all the time. And like Jaehyun had to be like, calm down, like don't keep yelling shit out, like we have to make it sound good, you know, kind of thing like that.
Yeah, exactly. This guy.
Yeah, so I mean that was cool if you guys want to check it out. Also, I did watch the unboxing of their album 19.99 and it was funny because whenever they do their album unboxings they always have something random going on.
I feel like that's how it is for a lot of album unboxings. What is this random
for
thing?
For them, they had to unbox their albums, but they were given like random stuff that they had to put on their hands to unbox the albums.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, that's different.
So basically, they had like these random items, and I wrote down some of them because I was like, what the fuck is going on? So they had boxing gloves, kitty paws, like the plush ones.
Man, boxing gloves, that's so hard to open an album. What the hell?
Finger puppets, a T-Rex.
That's funny. Oh, shit. Finger puppets are good. I want to do that.
Finger puppets was like, they were all different animals. And then a T-Rex hand puppet. And then they also had like that little, that thing that we use to reach stuff. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, like the claw grabbing thing?
The claw grabbing thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then also like those ones that you dust stuff with, like dusting gloves or something.
Oh, man, that's, I think that'd be the easiest, maybe.
The easiest one was probably, I think, the boxing gloves, because they used it to like unwrap it, like they were just sliding it onto the plastic and then it ripped open, kind of thing. But anyway, so like that unboxing was very chaotic and everything. If you guys want to check that out, it's all there. One little thing that I do want to point out, because I had mentioned this to Joko, I said that one of their albums, it's kind of like the Digipack, I guess. It's called the Click version, and when I showed him, I was like, oh my god, look, they have like cute keychains that each member designed. But then when I looked at inside the album, like what was inside, I was like, oh, never mind, it's not an actual charm, it's just a photo,
it's just a print of it
off the charm. And I was like, what would I want to do with a fucking postcard off the charm? Like, I want the actual charm. So they did actually say in this video that the charm will be released. So I'm like,
wow,
that's amazing, because I want to buy it. But honestly,
all of them or what?
No, but honestly, Songho's one and Taesun's are boring and not my aesthetic. Everyone else is very like colorful and cute. So I probably won't even get Songho's one. But yeah, I think that's it for Boy Next Door.
Well, you also forgot to mention they will be on K-Star Next Door.
Oh, shit, yes.
They're going to be with Jonathan, the GOAT. go to Jonathan. We talked about him a lot last episode.
I think we did mention it last week, too, and I think I even said, like, oh, I hope Boy Next Door is going to be on K-Star Next Door for this next comeback. I can't wait.
That's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
And it's all six members, so they'll all be there. Because, like, I feel like NMIX was the first one that had the whole group there. Because every other time, it's just been, like...
You're right. Especially when it's, like, a bigger group. NMIX is a fairly big group, like, so they actually had all the members there.
So, but actually, they did have all of ZB1 there, but they split them into two.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they did, like, a part one, part two.
Oh, so there was actually all of them, though.
All of them were there, but not at the same time.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all for Boy Next Door.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to remind everyone to take another quick breather and a water break. Don't forget to hydrate and use the restroom if you have to. And as you are coming back from that, don't forget to like, hit that notification bell, subscribe, and follow us on whatever podcast streaming platform you are tuning into at the Permission to Stand podcast, where you get to chill, kick back, talk K-pop, listen to K-pop talk with me and Haley every Thursday. And actually, you could even message us. You could actually chat with us. Mm-hmm. Where can they chat with us, Haley?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, where you can send all your DMs there.
Yes. And don't forget to enter our giveaway for NMIX and for Boy Next Door. You know what to do. Send us a DM on our Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. Give us your bias and why that member is your bias. Mm-hmm. If you have double bias, that's fine. If you're an OT stan, go ahead. Fine. That's fine too. Just tell us and you will be entered to win the giveaway for the albums. And with that said, I think it's time for Haley to talk some more.
No, you can say this one, the first one.
Okay, so I guess we're talking BTS and Stray Kids time. So BTS, though, first off, Suga's DUI incident, really quickly, has actually prompted Samsung to reconsider him as a brand ambassador. I wonder if, because it's almost like it's all the members that are ambassadors, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder how they're going to do that, but
man, I hope they don't. Leave him alone.
Just leave it. It's already like what's done is done. And I mean,
obviously he's going to be like punished for it already. He's just like, that's it. I mean, he can just learn from his mistake. And I feel like he didn't do anything crazy, like compared to some of these other idols. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's supposed to be like a good example.
I know, set a good example. Don't drink and drive, but he was on a fucking scooter.
It's illegal here too, though, to be honest. So it's like, because that is drunk driving, technically. Yeah. But, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird, though, like if they remove him and then all the other members are still under the contract.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
That'd be kind of weird. But let's move on to something more fun, because Haley's going to talk a lot about this week's episode of
V-Min Cook. Why is it just me? You watched it with V-Min Cook.
Actually, yes. It's more like G-Cook with a guest star, Tae. Are you sure?
I just put it as V-Min Cook because Tae is still there and it's episode 5. It starts with the three going to dinner at a K-barbecue joint.
And then we paused the episode.
Yes.
When Jungkook started cooking the pork belly, we paused it.
Yeah.
So I could cook us pork belly because we had some pork belly at the house. Mm-hmm. We cooked rice, pork belly, and we got our like sauces and everything. So we had our own mini K barbecue set. And then we unpaused it and ate and watched at the same time.
I feel like it's so hard to watch their show. Like all of the episodes, they're just eating.
This show is impossible to watch and not eat or like not get hungry.
Right.
Like if you're not eating, you'll get hungry.
Right. Because like, and then I said even like, oh, we have to make sure that we eat before watching this or eat with them.
Even
because
if I'm full, I'm going to want to eat. It doesn't matter.
For me, I'm full. Like,
yeah, I'm full, but I want more. Like, it makes me want more. Especially Jungkook. This man has like a, he's a black hole. I finally realized he really has a black hole in his stomach.
Honestly, he eats so much. And then we just got to see more of that in this episode because literally V and Jimin were done eating.
And they were shook at how much he's eating,
And Jungkook ordered like a whole nother round and he was just eating all of it. And then V and Jimin were just watching him eat.
If I could ask for one thing from BTS, like if I could have something with them, I would ask to have K-barbecue with Jungkook and have him cook for me.
Yeah. He did a really good job.
He does it really well. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry to Jin, but I'll hang out with both of them. They could both cook.
Jin might have been able to do it too.
But yeah, like it. I don't know. It was, and it's cool because Junko will eat everything too, though.
He does. So they ordered a 5-layer pork belly. It was so funny because Junko even looked at the grill and he was like, "This is kind of too small for a 5-layer pork belly," but he did explain how you even cook it as well. There's like a specific way so that all the meat will be juicy and tender and stuff.
Yeah, it was like the skin was down first.
Yeah.
And then like the fat renders first onto the grill. This man is a professional. He's learned.
Right. He definitely has. Learned. I mean, like we've even seen in all his lives, he loves cooking and giving his recipes away. So he did all the cooking and obviously it looked so good and we were eating with them as well. There was also, when they got back from dinner, they were playing in the pool. And it's like, dude, you guys just ate so much. And then you're going to go swim in the pool. I remember.
Yeah, that's wild, actually.
I was like, aren't you guys too full? But yeah, so there was a lot of them playing in the pool. And
it's interesting during the dinner, though. Tay doesn't drink.
Yeah, he hasn't been drinking.
He hasn't been drinking much anymore.
And he doesn't want to. And then Jungkook showed off his soju shaking skills. I mean, that's pretty cool. He's like the little tornado.
Tay's been really tanned, too.
He's super tan. I feel like he's always been tan. Like, but then they kind of whitewash him, like, when he's on stage.
That's probably what it is. Yeah, because I was like, man, this dude is really tanned. Mm-hmm. I think that's just how he is, too.
He is. That's his natural skin color, honestly.
So back to the swimming and everything. They did a lot of funny-ass random shit, as always. They were like laying face up. They're trying to lay face up, but like on the floor of the pool.
They can do that really well, honestly.
Jungkook does it really well. Remember, Jimin was like getting his nose and he was like, oh, yeah, drown.
He got it up his nose and he hated the feeling.
It's hard. That's hard. Like, I remember trying to do that as a kid.
He actually asked Jungkook, he said, how do you do that? And he's like, I just take it. Like, it's obviously going up Jungkook's nose, but he's just like, I just deal with it. I take it
like a man.
Yeah.
Also, they were like doing random other stuff. They're like playing Kai Bai Bo in the water and then slapping each other and then flicking their heads. Just doing stuff that, like, I feel like normal, like, other people, like, us would do to each other.
They're just having a good time. Honestly, like, this whole thing for them was a really fun vacation. Yeah. And I said, like, what do you do on vacation? All you do is eat, sleep, rest, and then that's it. Like, you don't have to think about anything else, basically. And that's what they're doing.
Exactly.
So when Jungkook woke up the next day, he went outside in the sun for, like, a moment. And then He pulled up his top to, like, expose his back, and then he was standing there, and then he was like, photosynthesis.
He literally said photosynthesis.
I was like, what the hell?
Just because of that funny-ass weird moment, like, I'm like, damn, this guy might be my bias record now.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you've been between him and V for a while. I feel like
it's more Jungkook now, recently.
I get it.
Because of the food, like, all his weird funny-ass shit he does.
And then also again, all they do is eat. So they went to breakfast and they're V, Min, Cook. Well, actually, yeah, all three of them kind of was having an argument on whether it's spam or pink sausage.
I was like, what the fuck is
pink
sausage?
And I was like, what is pink sausage?
And they called spam ham. So yeah, we were even more confused, but they were saying spam.
But it's spam, but then the translation said ham. And I was like, that doesn't, they're saying spam.
But then I was like, what the hell is pink sausage?
So I had to look it up. And okay, yeah, it does kind of look like spam, but it's more like round. And I guess it's cooked in something else. But then basically,
I thought like it had like different ingredients.
Yeah, I
there was
guess.
Like a little bit of fish. Oh, a little yeah, that's bit of pork, right. I can't beef. Eat that. It was like a lot of different things in this pink sausage thing.
Yeah, so they were having an argument over what it actually was. And then I think, was it V and Jimin were saying that it was spam, and Jungkook was like, no, it's pink sausage. And they're like, no, it's not. And then Jungkook like waved down like the person who made the food for them and was like, is this pink sausage? And she's like, yes. And then Jungkook was like, kind of like, see, like kind of thing. So he was like,
but he did that thing where he was like about to punch or stab somebody.
Jimin. And I was like, he was very aggressive about it. And then V was like, that was a little bit too much. Like, that reaction was too much. But obviously, they're just like joking around.
I don't know. He was a little bit serious.
Maybe.
You can tell he was getting a little like irritated.
Annoyed.
Yeah. But he's like, I'm being recorded.
Right, yeah. And then I also put here that Jungkook cooked for the crew. Like, so after this breakfast they went home, and then straight away he went to cooking again, and I was like, bro, you just ate so much and then you're thinking about food again. But he was actually cooking it for the staff.
It was like sukiyaki for the staff. It was fucking awesome. Yeah, it was like he cooked it for the stew crew or something. Mm-hmm. Damn, that looked good too.
So yeah, so moral of this episode is that Jungkook is a really good cook and he has a tapeworm probably.
Yes, there's a black hole somewhere inside his
stomach. Because I don't know where all that food goes. His metabolism one of the intestines, is crazy.
In his colon, for sure. And the moral of this the story also is, do not argue with Jungkook about food.
Right, exactly.
And also, apply to be, I guess, a staff member for their stuff.
Right, because they will feed you.
They will eventually feed you.
Mm-hmm. So that's all for BTS. Stray Kids. Thank God. I only have a small amount of Stray Kids news because literally they've only been doing like their concert. And yeah, no, that's great. I'm not going to go through everything. They're
doing their concert already though.
Right. So actually on the last day of their concert in Seoul, LaLisa attended the concert.
Of course. I love the pictures.
Yeah. Like, so she went, of course, she took photos with the whole group and posted it on her Instagram stories, but she also posted some clips from the concert itself and posted them on her stories. But it was funny because the ones that she chose was of Bang Chan taking off his clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Taking off his jacket.
If you didn't know, her and Bang Chan are pretty close.
They're very good friends. And she's also friends with his sister, Hannah Bang.
Oh, yeah. Duh, they hang out. Hello.
And then the other one that she posted was of Bang Chan crying when he was like getting emotional.
That was a good one.
Getting emotional with his speech. And then the other last clip that she posted was Felix singing his solo song. And then speaking of their solo songs, they actually did release the names of them because like for the other concerts, the first three concerts in Seoul, it wasn't streamed on Beyond Live. Only the last day was. And so like during the stream, when they sing the song, they have the title of the song at the bottom of the TV, so you know exactly what song it is. So we didn't even know what these solo songs were called because we didn't know the titles.
Right, right.
And then because they haven't been released or anything. So the official Stray Kids solo song titles are Bang Chan is Railway. Why is it Railway? Because he's talking about railing someone? Maybe.
Wait, what?
That's what the song sounds like.
He's railing someone.
I mean,
you know what that means, right?
Yeah, I do. Lino was, his song was called Youth. Changbin was Ultra. What?
I'm still blown away about this railway. It's not about him, like, I don't know, like the railway system for Korea or mm-mm. Australia.
Because, like, I don't know, like, because I think I did talk about his lyrics on a previous episode, and it was just, it was talking about sex and sleeping with someone.
Now, chicken bow wow.
Hyunjin's was called So Good. Han, Hold My Hand. Felix, Unfair. Seungmin, As We Are. And IN, Hallucination. So I'm sure these songs will eventually be on an album. Or it could be on like a Stray Kids player record album as well. So we'll see.
We'll see.
So Stray Kids basically finishes up their Korea concerts, and their schedule is actually fairly open until the end of September, where they will have their Singapore concert for Dominate on September 28th. So, like, they have a huge gap in between in September. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're doing. The three of the members, it's their birthdays during September, so, like, Han, Felix, and Seungmin. But that's pretty much it. Like, they don't have anything else scheduled. So we'll see. And then, like, their next concert after September is not until October 19th, which is when they're going to Australia, Melbourne, and Sydney.
Wow.
That's all that I have for Stray
When
Kids.
Is the U.S.?
They haven't announced anything mm-hmm.
when
yet.
When do you think is the U.S.?
I think probably maybe summertime next
year. You think summer next year?
Yeah.
That gives you a lot of time to kind of, like, save up and everything.
Yeah, but then they'll probably announce it. I'm hoping that they announce tickets probably next year still. Because you know how, like, Kiss of Life, for instance, theirs is now. You bought their tickets now, but it's not right. until December. Like, True. 3 months. I'm hoping that the U.S. will be in the summertime and not spring.
Well, how come?
Because I want to go to Japan.
Ooh, Japan. Yeah. I want to go to Japan, mm-hmm. too. So, yeah. I think that's it, right? Mm-hmm. Wow, good job, Haley. We're done. Yes. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in and joining us. As always, Don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, follow, subscribe, wherever you're tuning in, whatever podcast streaming platform. Give us a rating also, because that also goes a long way and helps a lot too. We like seeing the reviews, and if you have any awards for us, I appreciate you know, the couple minutes that you take out of your time to do that for us. And Haley, where can they check us out? What can they do?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And you can send us a DM there. And right now we're having a giveaway. So please, please send us a DM stating your NMIX bias and why. And also for Boy Next Door, your bias and why.
Yes.
To win their albums.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you everyone for tuning in as always. Till the next episode. We will also, it will be one more regular episode. Then we'll have like a special episode, like pre-recorded-ish. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of these are pre-recorded, but without like any news stuff. But like kind of we'll just be talking about random topic stuff as we will not be here at home to usually record week to week. And yeah, so thank you for joining us. Please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.